At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. This will be a busy week for state lawmakers. The legislative session concludes next Monday, and both chambers need to pass as many high-priority bills as possible. Among them, property tax reform, school finance reform, and the state budget. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said he'll push for a special session if bills on property tax reform and transgender bathroom use don't pass. Ross Ramsey with the Texas Tribune explained how yesterday on WFAA's Inside Texas Politics.
And it's basically a hostage taking. The budget has to pass. If you don't pass it, the governor has no choice but to call you back. Dan Patrick says he wants two bills passed. It looks like they're going to get those done, but I think this is one of those things that, you know, the perils of Pauline go right up to the last minute.
There was plenty of activity over the weekend. The House tentatively passed a compromise version of a bill on transgender bathroom use. The Senate approved a school finance reform bill, but there is a modest voucher plan attached to it. And a texting while driving ban is headed to the governor's desk. Two high-ranking Fort Worth police officials have been demoted after they were accused of leaking an officer's body camera footage from a controversial arrest. Body cam footage and cell phone video show the arrest in Fort Worth of Jacqueline Craig and her daughters late last year after she called police to deal with a neighbor who allegedly put his hands around the neck of Craig's 7-year-old son. Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald said computer evidence linked former Assistant Chief Abdul Pridgen and Deputy Chief Vance Keys to the leak. Fitzgerald said both men were in Pridgen's office when leaked information was being downloaded to an external hard drive. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports both men were demoted to captain. They plan to appeal to the Civil Service Commission. Their attorneys have questioned whether evidence found during the internal investigation is sufficient. Today in Vital Signs, a look at prostate cancer. 5 years ago, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended against routine blood tests to measure your level of prostate-specific antigens, also known as the PSA test. The task force now recommends men 55 to 69 should decide with their doctor about whether to have the test. Dr. Muhammad Nasir with Parkland Hospital's Blewett Flowers Health Center explains why this is an issue.
The PSA itself is not a very reliable test. It could be positive, and patients may have prostate cancer even in a normal PSA levels, as well as it could be elevated in other diseases.
Creates a lot of false positives.
Yeah, because they have done these studies where they said the PSA could be normal and patients may have prostate cancer. And some patients who have the PSA, which is elevated, which could be falsely elevated with other diseases like having an inflammation in the prostate gland, enlarged prostate, urinary retention. So it's causing a lot of anxiety to the patients as well as expense and unnecessary tests.
If the test is so unreliable, why are we still talking about the PSA test at all?
Well, it has a significance in early detection, but the key is that you go with other risk factors also. Patients who have strong family history of prostate cancer or patients who have other symptoms of having a prostate problems, it can be detected early.
So as opposed to saying don't have it at all, now let's go individual by individual, talk with your doctor.
Exactly.
And depending on your own medical background, maybe you should have it, maybe you don't need it.
Yes.
Why is 55 to 69 age range so important?
Because this is the most common age where the patient have prostate cancers. It is a cancer of the old men. Average age is about 65 to 66. We hardly find any prostate cancer below age 40 unless there is a very strong family history.
And this latest recommendation does not include men 70 or older.
Yes, because that is a very slow-growing tumor, and if you have some other comorbidities and the life expectancy is low, there is no reason to do the screening test and even creating more anxiety for the patients and other additional tests to be done, which may not have any outcome.
The level of prostate cancer, if you actually have it, can vary.
Yes. The prostate cancer can be treated successfully, actually, with radiation therapy, with surgery, and some hormonal therapy also. It's just individualized care. Usually, the urologists monitor them closely. They also do multiple prostate biopsies to see the aggressive nature of the prostate cancer, and then they will treat accordingly. There are some complications also associated with the prostate cancer treatment, especially with the radiation. You end up getting urinary incontinence, bladder and bowel dysfunction, erectile dysfunction.
Why does the medical community go round and round about how to detect prostate cancer?
Well, this is the only test which is available right now. And the problem is that the PSA is secreted by the normal prostate gland as well as the cancer cells. So there is no special test available where you could differentiate whether this PSA is released by a normal prostate gland or by a cancer cells. They are still doing some other studies to have a specialized test where they can determine whether it is the PSA could be determined whether it's coming from the prostate cancer cells or by the normal cells.
In the meantime, the other tests men have to look forward to after a certain age, which is the digital exam. Does this recommendation have anything to do with that at all?
Well, for diagnosis of prostate cancer, it's a combination of doing a blood test as well as a digital rectal exam. It can be detected early prostate cancer by just doing the digital rectal exam along with the PSA. The early detection can be picked up by experienced physician who is doing the digital rectal exam, where you could pick up the early cancer. But it has to be associated with the PSA levels as well. They're also recommending not to do the PSA levels right after the digital rectal exam because it can falsely elevate the PSA levels. So it is recommended either you do it before the digital rectal exam or maybe after 4 to 6 weeks to make sure that the PSA which you're testing is reliable.
Dr. Nasir, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
High near 75 today at 64 degrees in Dallas, 63 in Fort Worth.